And he did it again. Are you kidding me? That was right down the pipe.
Kentucky was a 27-point underdog coming into this game.
I got a whole lot of money, y'all it for me, bottle keep popping that water bag, y'all tracking.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Wow! Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. The morning after the biggest win of Mark Stoops's 4-year career here. 4 years in the making this win was. 381-1313. You do not hear Dan's voice today because he is not feeling well. So I am flying solo with Josh Green today, who reminded me that Kentucky is now 7-3 since he went to the man bun. Woo! So if you want to thank anybody, you can thank him.
I'll gladly take that.
41-38, Kentucky defeats Louisville to win 7 games on the season. And I know we don't need to live in the past or anything, but gosh, it just really makes me hate that Southern Miss game even more because we had that locked up. That's an 8-win season. But regardless, 7 wins, and when you flash back to 2 months ago, I thought there was no way. I couldn't see 6 wins. I could not see 6 wins out of this team after the first 2.5 games. The meltdown against Southern Miss, the complete destruction that Florida laid on us, and then the first half of that New Mexico State game was brutal to watch. And I was part of the chorus of, you know, this is, we got sold a bill of goods on this team in fall camp. They do not look any better than they did before. And then some guys start emerging. Benny Snell shows up on the scene. And I saw the funniest picture that UK Athletics tweeted out last night, which was a Benny Snellfie. It was him with the with the crowd at Commonwealth Stadium that came back to welcome the team back, which was just such a scene. I mean, when you think about the calls and that we took 2 months ago.
Oh, yes.
From people who were trying to, you know, all chip in what they could for Mark Stoops' buyout.
Crazy.
And to run him straight out of town. And I was probably the most happy for him yesterday because he really did just keep saying, stay the course. This team is staying the course. You know, we need help from all of you, but if you're not on board, you're not on board, and it's not going to change what we're doing or who we are. And these guys really stuck with him. So he must have some kind of relationship with these players because they fought for him. Oh, yeah. And they knew they were going through some stuff early on in the season, and they fought for him. And I'll be honest, yesterday my whole expectation was just, if they just hang with them, I'm going to be okay with that. We've got our 6 wins. Not that that's the ceiling that I want to set for this team, but this year I was plenty happy to get that 6 wins considering the way they started. And then, gosh, it was just like they would get punched in the mouth every now and then. They had a couple, mistakes, penalties at inopportune times, you know, watching the guy that you know is going to win the Heisman kind of run all over you. And they never, you know, I hate to, you know, use the term that they keep using, but they didn't flinch. They never flinched. They just, they took whatever shots and then they came back. And, you know, what a masterful game plan, because they didn't, you know, this team has been successful running the ball. I mean, that has been where they have changed things around. It was when Benny and Boom started running all over people. And Louisville sold out to that yesterday, sold out to the Wildcat and stopping the run. And then Steven Johnson went ahead and just had the best game of his career. So just go ahead and recruit everyone named Steve Johnson, Stevie Johnson, Steven Johnson, whoever, because they have a knack for beating Louisville. So just proud of that kid. You know, he, I'm sure, hoped to come in and start. You know, that you don't come to a school and not want and want to be the backup. You want to play, but it was under circumstances that I don't think he expected, nor did anyone, that Drew Barker would be out for most of the whole season. And he's taken his lumps. You know, he's not been an accurate passer. He has turned the ball over at inopportune times. But yesterday, he was in control of that game. And what fun to see. It was great to watch him go up and hug Stoops while Mark Stoops was doing that post-game interview on ESPN, who, by the way, had, like, the worst announcing crew yesterday ever. I couldn't take it, right? It was, they were so brutal. They were so brutal. But end of the day, to beat Bobby Petrino, to beat Louisville, to get to 7 wins, I honestly, like, the bowl game is awesome. It's great that they're going to get to go somewhere. This was it for me. This was the win that solidifies the, you know, this being a great season. I don't even care what happens in the bowl game, to be honest with you. Of course I want to win, whatever. But this is it. That's not going to feel, whoever Kentucky plays or beats in the bowl game or anything is not going to feel as good as this win did yesterday. All right, 381-1313 if you want to jump on the line here. Let's start with Steve this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Mary Jo, what's going on?
Can you believe it?
I watched the first half in a Cheesecake Factory because I was on I was in Nashville with my family, and then, like, I had to hear the rest of it on the radio on the way home, and, like, I probably was, like, jumping up and down, like, ecstatic, probably the most excited I've heard of radio. The best thing about it was hearing Tom Leach instead of whoever ESPN had in the
booth. Oh, I know. And I went ahead and just started listening to that because his call of the Dorian Baker touchdown, if you don't get fired up and jump out your seat on that one, something's wrong with
man.
You.
I mean, it was amazing. And people need to go watch because I know they put it up on YouTube, but I think Leach is, like, the three calls he made that were real big for him, they actually put the YouTube video up of that. So people really need to go listen to that. It's really exciting.
I mean, what do you make of the turnaround and the way that these guys have really just hung together when, you know, 2 months ago, it was over with. In my eyes, I thought there was no way to get to 6 wins.
I mean, the thing you appreciated is they toughed it out. They didn't, you know, it didn't feel like they got lucky. It didn't feel like, you know, it felt like this was hard work. It felt like they hunkered down. They realized, okay, we need to work on some stuff, but we're going to do this. We have no choice but to do this or our coach is gone. And it's like they hunkered down. Listen to Stoops. Stoops made some adjustments. I think I look at the key thing to me was Stoops taking over the defense from DJ Elliott. It just seemed like when he did that, it's like things started turning around real quick.
They did. The first game, not so much. And then after that, they really did. And I thought our defensive front played a whale of a game yesterday.
I mean, Lamar's been really good. Even in the loss to Houston, you couldn't pin that too much on him because he played good. And yesterday, I mean, just he did not have a good day at all yesterday. And that was very unexpected. He made a lot of mistakes that I kind of was surprised he made. You know, one thing Petrino did say, I think he probably tried to do too much yesterday.
Well, don't ask Bobby Petrino about that because he will flat out storm off on you.
He's such a jerk. I was going to say that. It's just, you are a jerk. That's why, right there is why I never wanted him here, because you know how some fans were around here just, you know, screaming to get Petrino here. And it's right there, that's why I never liked him. There's just something about him that's just, he's a jerk. He's just flat out a jerk. He's just somebody, he's just not pleasant to be around. That's just my take. I mean, he's a great coach. I'm not disputing that, but it's just something about his personality. Just, I don't think it would click here.
Well, you,
in Louisville, but, you know.
You know, I think, Steve, it was huge when Stoops interjected himself more in the defense. I also think the way that Eddie Grant has been so flexible in his game plans, where it's not just, this is my offense, so we're just running what I want to run. He has been, like, he really mixed it up yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, Steven, he has a good arm, but he's not been known for throwing too much all year, if you think about it. And yesterday, it felt like he was just on point with some of those balls. You know, it's just throwing the deep ball and everything. It was really good. Eddie, it threw Louisville off, I think. I don't think they were expecting us to, like, mix it up that much, like you said.
Oh, no. Oh, no, not at all. No, I think what's been successful for Kentucky the last few weeks has been running the ball.
Yeah.
And just pounding it down their throats with Benny Snell. And there was some of that yesterday, for sure. But they didn't sell out to it. Louisville was going to stop that, and they did. And so we threw the ball. And, you know, in the second half especially, the receivers made catches. I mean, Dorian Baker finally got one. Like, I just, I couldn't, you know, there was, you know, you follow the game along on Twitter like I do, and there are people saying, you know, why is he still getting in the game?
I probably was one of those.
Yeah, and then that's why, because he makes that giant grab. But this team didn't flinch at all yesterday. They really didn't stop.
And Louisville's defense has been very spotty this year. They've not been horrible, but they've been spotty. And it really showed in the Houston game. It really showed yesterday. I think, I wonder if Stoops and Eddie saw something and just kind of decided, you know what, let's throw it a little more and see what we can do. You know, I think Louisville's defense really, if I had to say one reason why Louisville lost yesterday, I'd really say the defense. I know they had a lot of turnovers, but their defense just, they couldn't stop Kentucky at key times, I thought.
No, I thought their defense was pretty porous, but I will say, you know, two turnovers when you've got goal to go,
yeah,
are brutal. And those are the kind of things that usually happen to Kentucky.
It costed Lamar his Heisman, I think. I know some people say he's still in it, but it's like,
well, to me, I just don't, I don't know who else you give it to, Steve. I still think he gets it.
Yeah.
And he's going to be an Aflac trivia question down the road that says, who is the only Heisman Trophy winner to ever lose to Kentucky?
Oh, man,
and it's
going to
be Lamar Jackson. I just don't know how you give it to anyone else, quite honestly. He's been a fantastic record-setting player all season. And, you know, he did have a lot of turnovers yesterday, which is why you probably shouldn't Heisman pose in the end zone until the game is over. But I do think he still wins it, because I think for him to have one bad game, and I realize it's the last game of the season, and it was at home and all that stuff, and everybody's watching. But to give it to Baker Mayfield is just, you know, that's such a default
thing. I think it speaks to, like, just, it's just not one of those great years Heisman-wise. You know, it's just, I think it really speaks to it that, you know, that the possible winner of the Heisman's going to go to someone on a three-loss team. You know, that tells you it's probably not the strongest year.
No, it's not. But he's been the most electrifying and exciting player of the college football season. So
I wouldn't mind if he got it. But
yeah,
just, you know, it was just like, man, he ended his season with a thud.
Yeah, he did. And well, the team did. I don't know that I would, you know, put that all on him.
He's been
fantastic.
Defense, you know. Yeah, I just, I was telling somebody, it's like, if I'm a Louisville fan, you're worried about him for the bowl, because it's like, is their head going to be in it? Because 2 weeks ago, they're talking getting in the playoffs, playing Alabama. You know, they had, you know, the probable Heisman winner, and then here you are 2 weeks later, you're not even going to see the playoff. And now you do have, while he's probably going to get it, you do have to wonder about his chances now. So, it's interesting how things turn around real quick, I think.
And that loss to Kentucky is going to sit with them for a little while now.
I love that. what do you think what's our best chance for a bowl? Which bowl do you think is going to be our best chance?
Gosh, I just don't know. Is it Music City now?
It could. That'd be Nashville would love that.
And Vandy's going to a bowl game. How about that? Vandy upsets Tennessee last night.
I didn't hear that. He's serious?
Yes, Vandy beat Tennessee. Derek Mason danced all around. So so Vandy's going bowling.
Wow.
And
oh, my Lord.
So to me, like, look at the trajectory of Butch Jones and Mark Stoops this year.
Yeah.
Right? So Tennessee starts off red hot. They have completely faltered, and I understand they've had some injuries and the like, but they've had defections, Jalen Hurd up and leaving, and
you wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
You don't know for certain, but it's like, you know, when you hear Jalen Hurd leaving, and you can just sense it on the field, it's like something's going on down there. I don't know. It's maybe Butch just doesn't have control of the team, or just something's that down there. Considering how they started this year to end up where they were, it's like something going on.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Steve, I appreciate we need to get to a break real quick, but go Cats. Here we go.
Yep.
now that we get to figure out what better bowl that we go to, 381-1313 at MJP18 at ESPN Radio Lex, if you would like to join the conversation. We're going to much more. I do want to mention that we are going to have Lafayette head coach Eric Shaw at the top of our next hour, 10 o'clock. They are headed to their back to the state championship game. So we will talk to him after a crazy win over Scott County Friday night, now that the high school championships are all set. So we'll talk to Coach Shaw in about 40 minutes. But we're going to take a quick break and be right back on the Dana Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Come experience one of Lexington's hottest spots, the Tulip Bistro and Bar. Located in the heart of Chevy Chase at 355 Romney Road, you can enjoy their lighter fare menu such as Tulip Tacos or the decadent gourmet cheeseburgers, voted one of Lexington's best. For a more formal evening and dining experience, enjoy Tulip's delicious entrees like cast iron seared ribeye, or treat yourself to the best short ribs you'll ever eat. And don't forget about their seasonal dinner and salad specials. You'll also find fresh oysters and other sophisticated creations by Chef Spencer. Come enjoy their great wine list and outstanding service. The Tulip Bistro and Bar is open Monday through Saturday for dinner. The Tulip Bistro and Bar, 355 Romney Road, in the heart of Chevy Chase. Go to their website, thetulipbistroandbar.com, or call them at 367-6687 to make reservations. That's 859-367-6687. Let the Tulip Bistro and Bar be your next great dining experience.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying,
good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. 381-1313 is the number to call in. Kentucky beats Louisville 41-38. Let me just throw out a couple of things defensively that I thought were just huge in this game. Mike Edwards had two picks. One of them set up Dorian Baker's touchdown, and then his interception on the final play of the game sealed the win. But what a good game for him. Jordan Jones, he is a monster all over the field. 10 tackles, 12-yard quarterback sack, and an additional 3-yard tackle for loss. He was huge. Courtney Love had a fumble recovery. That was his first. That was probably the best play he's made as a Wildcat.
So good.
Lots of good defensive stuff to talk about. There's someone who probably wants to talk about the not-so-good stuff. We welcome John to the show this morning. Good morning, John. How about them Cats?
Good morning, babe.
this is my Louisville fan husband who has been devastated since blowing a 20-point lead to Baylor the day before in basketball. Am I right?
Okay, let's just not go there.
It was like 22 points, I think, actually. Yeah.
Things happen. The only thing that matters is March. and the last national championship in basketball, I believe, in the state of Kentucky, University of Louisville put that banner up.
And it might be coming down whenever the investigation is done being wrapped up. So,
okay, well,
let's wait on that one. What do you think happened yesterday?
Yeah, I think it's a good football program. I think Stoops has done a good job, even though you guys want to get rid of him a month ago. You guys were calling for his head. It was a good football game. It's absurd to think that Lamar Jackson is not the Heisman front runner. So if any of your callers call in and say that, that's just they don't know football. He's the most dynamic player on the field. And, it wasn't the same football team that we saw, obviously, against Florida State or Clemson in that loss. But at the same time, it's a rivalry game. And as you know, we talked about it. I told you this 2 months ago, early in the season. I said, most likely we'll probably end up losing to Kentucky. And it happened. And so, hats off to you guys. But to say Lamar's not the best player. And also, that play we fumbled late in the game. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it was the ball, the ground caused the fumble. So it's absurd that call wasn't overturned, but it wasn't.
Well, I mean, they reviewed it. It's not like they didn't review it.
Yeah, that was the quickest review in the history of reviews. End of the day, if you, play a sports, if you leave it down to the stripes, that's what's going to happen. So hats off to you guys. And, it's good to have, two decent football teams instead of Kentucky. It's good for both programs. But unfortunately for you guys, Lamar's only a sophomore. We got a kid named Javon Pass who's on the sideline who's going to haunt you guys for a couple of years to come, too. So,
not sure if you've heard, but Benny Snell is just a freshman. And, Steven Johnson's coming back, too.
Okay, well.
Listen to my daughter. She is totally disagreeing with you right now.
Nope, she's saying go Cards.
That's not what it sounds like, but maybe something's lost in translation. Listen, I know we talked about this, but you kind of felt like once they lost to Houston, they didn't feel like they had anything to play for.
I just felt like it was, we were obviously – you know, on the board as a possible to sneak into that fourth spot for the playoff. And, you know, with that not happening, you know, I think our guys, they lost a little bit of it. I will say the best thing for me is to see James Quick. He's graduating. So, but, you know, that's just one of those things where, you know, sometimes if you play to your level of your competition, you get beat, right? We played down to the level of our competition, and we got beat. And that's just, you know, that's why, you know, why you play and win the game.
Agree to disagree, my friend. Agree to disagree. All right, take care of that baby while I host this radio show.
Okay, well, I hope you hope Dan feels better. Show's a lot better when Dan's on. And,
I know it
and
is.
And I also wanted to say congrats to Coach Shaw. It's always good to see a Lexington team get a chance to play for the state championship. So
I agree. And we'll talk to him coming up in the next half hour. So thanks, hon.
All right. See you later.
All right. That was Mary Jo's husband, John Ford.
He sounds so nice.
Yeah, he's generally usually not that nice sounding.
Was he not
after
that nice last night?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
No. He had a few choice words.
Yeah.
As if the whole like world and ESPN and like just the sports gods really want Kentucky football to win. That's kind of what he thought, is like they're just getting hosed on all these calls. As if Kentucky, that hasn't happened to Kentucky for the last 50 years.
Oh, no. I thought we were going to, quote, Kentucky it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Of course. We fumble on the 8-yard line. Oh. Like, that's our MO usually. And this team just did not do it. And I love it. Love it, love it. All right, we got to talk a little bit more about what offensively with Steven Johnson did, because he really stepped up. He really stepped up and got some help from his receivers yesterday, too. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, like the basketball team is in the Bahamas. The competition gets a little bit tougher for Kentucky starting now, a little bit.
I don't know. Arizona State. Because we play Arizona State, right?
Yes.
They lost to Davidson at home.
With no Steph Curry, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
We got a pretty good basketball team, too.
Oh, no, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
So so we can talk some hoops, too, later on in the show. But we got to stick with this such a giant football win. Such a, you know, game changer, turning things around. You know, this buys Mark Stoops plenty of time, and it should, because
oh, yes.
This is a better team. It is such a young team. You know, virtually all of the offensive players, with the exception of center John Toth, are coming back. And now Toth, you know, wildly important and has been, you know, maybe one of the best centers to ever play at Kentucky.
Yes.
So you hate to lose a guy like that, but I mean, offensively, they return a lot.
Yeah.
And defensively. I mean, it's just a young team. So the way things are going, you got to like the direction of it. So we'll talk more about that when we return on the Dana Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. From the bottom, now my whole team.
Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're the here. Dan and Mary Jo Show bottom, continues after this on ESPN bottom, Sports Radio 1300.
Overtime questions? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Finally, people have a real smoking alternative. At Blowing Vapors in Georgetown and Lexington, they're not blowing smoke, only vapor.
And it's time for Crazy Jimmy's 3-day Black Friday sale.
If you're shopping for yourself or the perfect gift for someone that vapes, come in for the largest sale of the year. Save up to 50% on accessories, mods, and 30 ml e-juice as low as $9.99. And get two Sony VTC4 18650 batteries for only $10 while supplies last. Do you or someone you know want to quit smoking? Blowing Vapors can help. During Crazy Jimmy's 3-day Black Friday sale, get a starter kit at either Blowing Vapors location with any regular juice purchase.
Crazy Jimmy's three-day Black Friday sale goes through Sunday at both Blowing Vapors locations. Blowing Vapors eSig Superstore in Georgetown on Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber, and in Lexington at 429 Redding Road off Tate's Creek right behind Thornton's. Blowing Vapors, locally owned and operated.
Republic Bank is all about easy. That's why you can pay your Fayette County property tax bill at any of our four convenient Lexington Republic banking centers. So say goodbye to parking downtown and say hello to Republic Bank's friendly staff and our easy and convenient parking. Or make things even easier and use one of our drive-thrus. Paying your property tax bill can be easy. Visit a Republic banking center before December 31st. Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Member FDIC.
Open soon on Vine Street downtown. Welcome to Nick Ryan's, where sophisticated dining meets fun. We invite you to come and treat yourself to lunch or dinner in our beautiful Southern-style dining room. Come see us today. We're located at 157 Jefferson Street. Try our homemade soups, unique fresh salads, or a local favorite entree for a lunch to remember. For dinner, let Nick Ryan's exceed your expectations with house favorites like shrimp and grits, braised beef short ribs, or bourbon brine fried chicken. Come visit Nick Ryan's for their Saturday brunch and enjoy our Bloody Mary Bar from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Nick Ryan's also features slow-roasted prime rib every Wednesday night. Open Monday through Saturday at 157 Jefferson Street. For reservations, call 233-7900 or visit nickryans.com. That's 233-7900. Or make an easy online reservation at nickryans.com.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ah, I love this song.
Down, up, down. Oh, it's so good. Oh. Throwback.
Make them stay there. All right, listen to the what has happened, and we got to just remember the mindset of what we were like in September, because it was just brutal, right? It was just brutal. Kentucky's first win over a ranked opponent since 2015. And that was number 25, Missouri, and they shouldn't have been ranked. So it's probably longer than that. First win over a ranked opponent on the road since 2002. Think about that. That's 14 years. 14 years. Kentucky had 581 yards of total offense. The fourth time this season that Kentucky had at least 581. Can you believe that? First time in school history that Kentucky's had four games of over 580 yards of offense. That's crazy. They rushed for 229 yards yesterday. That was the most this season that Louisville has given up. They had given up, Louisville, an average of 99 yards per game rushing on the season. Kentucky rushed for 229 yards. And here we are talking about them throwing the ball. Yeah. You know, not even talking about how good the running game was. But some, you know, 80-some of those yards came from Steven Johnson himself. So, of Kentucky's seven scores yesterday, only two came in the red zone, which means they were making big plays down the field. Touchdown passes of 75 yards, 63 yards, and 35 yards. 10 of 18 on third downs. That's great. Converted its only fourth down attempt, and that was huge. I was nervous going for that fourth down. I did not know if I wanted to go for that. I wanted to take the points.
I know.
Or try for it. But, you know, unbelievable. So Kentucky has rushed on the season for 2,895 yards. That is the most since 1976. 40 years.
We're gonna break that record.
40 years. Right, because that year they rushed for 2960. So really got to get 75 yards rushing in this bowl game.
Yeah. Boone's going to have that on one rush.
Boom. Steven Johnson was given the Howard Schnellenberger Award as the MVP for the winning team, as he should have been. He was great yesterday. 338 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. He also led UK in rushing, 83 yards. He had a total of 421 yards of total offense.
And you can tell, especially watching that game, like he's developed a lot more, a lot quicker than I think that I originally thought that he would.
Oh, of course.
You know, I mean, he's taking his time. He's reading his options and everything like that. You know, he's not throwing it deep just to throw it deep. Although when he threw it deep yesterday.
I know. It was a thing of beauty.
Beautiful.
And, you know, there was a design run on that last drive that I thought was a perfectly called design run for yes. Johnson. And he made great decisions. I was happy for Ryan Timmons yesterday. He had 4 catches for 50 yards. He's not certainly had personally himself the senior season that I know he had hoped for, but to go out beating Louisville and, you know, in a bowl game, I know that that means more to him than what his individual numbers were, but I was happy that he was involved in the offense yesterday. Austin McGinnis does it again. 47 yarder, 12 seconds to go, made a 51 yarder, you know, against Mississippi State earlier in the year. He has made 6 field goals in Governor's Cup games. That's the most in Governor's Cup history. He is now second place on the all-time UK scoring list is Austin McGinnis. So lots of great offensive things going on yesterday. Again, the running game, the ground game, featuring Benny Boom and JoJo had some nice runs too. That has just carried this group. And like I don't remember it being that. Derek Locke was a nice runner. Raphael Little was really good. But I don't remember having 2 guys that you had such change of pace backs that you could throw in with Benny and Boom. And that's just been so fun to watch. And there's been talk that, you know, maybe Boom isn't back next year. Nothing's been, you know, officially... Yeah. said or anything. I would love, of course, I think we'd all love to see him back for another season and do what they do, but he may be off to the NFL. And as we talk about with Kentucky basketball players all the time, I cannot blame someone for striking while the iron is hot, going to make that money. I got no problem with it. 0 problem with it.
Yeah.
At all. The Basketball Cats are, of course, in the Bahamas. We will catch up with them in our next hour because we do need to probably talk about Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. And man.
So good.
They are so good. They are so good. And just so much fun. 3-1, 13-13, and now Kentucky, obviously their bowl chance or their bowl bid is going to be announced a week from today. They'll find out where they will be going bowling. I would expect that it will be a much better bowl than we were thinking it would be last week when it was just going to be 6 wins and without a win over, you know, the number 11 team in the country. Mm-hmm. So I would bet that the fan support, if what we saw at Commonwealth Stadium last night was any indication, there will be a great big Kentucky contingent at whatever bowl game UK ends up at.
Oh, yeah.
Because to watch the fans, how excited they were at Commonwealth Stadium last night, welcoming back this team with the Governor's Cup was a sight to behold. And if you weren't out there or you didn't see it, You need to look that up online today because it was really something spectacular to see how the fans responded. And I know a lot of the players tweeted out, you know, thank you guys for sticking around. Mark Stoops tweeted about how awesome that was to, you know, be welcomed home like that. To even to celebrate at Papa John's last night.
Yes.
I know.
Down.
I know. Well, how about the who was it that was wearing his L's down shirt in warmups? Taco Meat? I thought it was maybe him. Or Jacob Hyde?
I'm looking it up right now.
Of course, there's a picture of Benny Snell with his L's down, which I'm always a fan of. I had to bust out my Louisville Doesn't Exist sweatshirt today.
It looks so good.
Doesn't it?
Awesome.
I know. I hadn't worn it for quite some time. But a brutal weekend for Louisville, really, because they had to beat Old Dominion in basketball in overtime. Needed overtime to beat them. And then ended up blowing a 22-point lead to Baylor at the Atlantis tournament, the Battle for Atlantis. And then the next day, I wouldn't say they blew it to Kentucky. I think Kentucky just played a really good game yesterday. And I understand Louisville fans being upset about that fumble. I'd never heard the wrist versus hand thing before.
I don't know if that's
actually the case. How do you tell when the top of your hand stops and your wrist starts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the line of demarcation there? I don't know. But the ball came loose, and Lamar Jackson in that spot was in a position where he did not have to. He had four guys surrounding him. He did not have to try to get that extra yard right there, and it ended up costing him, I thought. But Bobby Petrino's asked about that in the post-game press conference and basically went off saying what a horrible question it was and then got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Now, I do, in some respects, yes, Lamar has been so spectacular that it's tough to question him as a football player. But I wish someone would have questioned Bobby Petrino about his coaching, because I feel like it's now back-to-back weeks that he has been completely outcoached by Tom Herman, who's the new coach at Texas now.
Yeah.
And by Mark Stoops. And by all accounts, Tom Herman is the greatest coach that has ever walked the face of the earth.
He's Nick Saban.
The bidding wars and everyone's trying to get him and this and that. But he outcoached Bobby Petrino in that game, and I do think Stoops and his staff outcoached Petrino and his staff yesterday. And I don't think there is any doubt about that. I really think they did. In about 15 minutes here, we're going to talk to Eric Shaw, the head coach of the Lafayette Generals. They did not win the state championship last year, but they made it back again, and then we'll try for redemption here in the Class 6A after beating Scott County in a wild one on Friday night. So we will talk to him coming up in about 15 minutes. If you want to get in with your calls, questions, comments, 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
You can trust your car to Fleet Dog.
At Fleet Dog, we break for breast cancer. It's time to stop procrastinating and schedule your mammogram. That's why Fleet Dog supports the St. Joseph Hospital Foundation's Yes Ma'am program. Fleet Dog, with the help of Advanced Auto Parts, is donating $50 from every brake job now through the end of the year to the Yes Ma'am program, providing life-saving screening, patient navigation, treatment support, and programs for reduced or low cost. We want you to break for breast cancer, too. Visit Fleet Dog at 1031 Contract Street, and you could help save a life.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
You've heard me say that David Monson is the best dentist that I've ever had. He does everything. Invisalign, cosmetics, he'll place and restore implants and dentures. He basically does whatever you need. He's able to do almost all his procedures in the office. And Cynthia Wirt, the dental hygienist there, has been in the business for over 30 years. Visit MonsonFamilyDentistry.com. David Monson is the best.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the show, 381-1313. Dan is under the weather. He was sick yesterday, too. Am I right, Josh? I was still in Alabama for Thanksgiving, so yeah. Dan was not here yesterday either.
Poor thing's got a cold.
Oh,
poor Dan.
Yeah.
But I did tell him
yesterday. I do feel bad, because, you know, if he's calling in sick on Saturday and Sunday, especially of the Louisville game and beating Louisville, and he's not here, you know that that dude is not feeling good.
Yeah.
I mean, something is up with him.
Yeah.
Because it'd be totally like me to call in sick. Or just not show up. Like, I've done that before, too.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
That was a good day.
Yeah, I've just not shown up.
You got plenty of sleep, though.
I did. So. I did. And then I had my phone turned off, so I didn't hear the...
What? You had your phone turned off?
That day?
Or on silent?
On silent.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because I totally had spaced the night before that I had signed on to do a radio show for some reason.
Yeah.
I had forgotten that.
Luckily, I haven't.
So I did bring donuts the next week, though. Hey, remember that?
You know
that
what?
Was nice.
That made up. You can just miss like 2 days after that.
So you know Dan is sick. So we wish him well. He should be back here next weekend.
Let's hope.
I would think. Yeah. Yeah. And we will find out where Kentucky is going bowling.
Yeah.
Lots of other big stories in college football yesterday. Michigan, Ohio State goes into double overtime. And of course, the call that will be questioned for a long time to come is, did they pick up the first down on that 4th-and-1 play? And Jim Harbaugh after the game said he was bitterly disappointed in the officiating.
Bitterly.
And he just bitterly, and he couldn't say it any make it any more clear than that.
Yeah.
So he clearly thought, and I can see it from both sides. You know, I can see where Ohio State fans would say he did pick up the first down, and I can see where Michigan fans would think he did not get it. It was a really close call, but of course then on the next play, Ohio State scores and they win. I can't see any way. Even though Ohio State will not play in the Big Ten championship game, so they will not be a conference champion, I can't see any way where they are kept out of the 4-team playoff. I think Alabama and Ohio State spots are secured. I also think if Clemson wins the ACC championship game, which they should, I think they are firmly in. And then it's going to be that fourth team, right, that's kind of up for grabs. So Colorado beats Utah last night. So Colorado will play Washington for the Pac-12 championship game. If Washington wins that, I would think they are probably in, as opposed to putting in two Big Ten teams, because Penn State and Wisconsin mm-hmm. will play in the Big Ten championship. And if Penn State were to roll over Wisconsin and win that game convincingly, they probably would have a case or a little argument to make, because they would have beaten Ohio State and been Big Ten champs. I think they would have a case, but if Washington wins, I feel like the committee would want four different conferences represented.
Yeah.
And but again, then you say, okay, how do we leave out the Big Ten conference champ, when the Big Ten has maybe been the best conference, you know, of late, when you talk about Wisconsin and Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State? You know, they've got some good teams. You know, how do you leave out the Big Ten conference champ, when one of the tenets of, you know, this playoff system is that there should be a good deal of importance or of weight put on winning your conference championship?
Well, I mean, I think it's crazy because...
I didn't ask what you think, Josh. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I'm not used to this. But, but I mean, Penn State lost by 55 to Michigan. I mean, that's just the part, you know. And, I mean, Washington, I think, unless they lose to Colorado, they'll get in. I mean, even though they haven't played...
You know, their one loss is to USC, mm-hmm. who is playing really good football right now. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't watch the Pac-12 much, nor do I care that much. But I feel like, as opposed to putting in two Big Ten teams, when you've got a one loss, if Washington beats Colorado, when mm-hmm. you've got a one loss Pac-12 team who's been as good as they've been all year, and their only loss coming to a team that, you know, is playing really well in USC, you know, I think that would be hard to keep them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. So, but if Penn State goes on and crushes Wisconsin, they will be really, really upset, I would think, if they would have had the head-to-head over Ohio State mm-hmm. and be conference champs to not get in. But at the end of the day, Alabama's going to win the national championship, yeah. and I just don't see it mattering really who the other three teams are. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were all sitting here saying, and so were the talking heads, like, who has the best chance to beat Alabama? And everyone was saying Louisville because of Lamar Jackson. And I do think Lamar Jackson is still that kind of a player, but the way they've played the last couple of weeks, yeah, they weren't going to beat Alabama. I don't see anyone beating Alabama. I truly don't. You know, I think they'll just win another title and
we'll move on with our lives.
Yeah, and all will be right with the world, because that's just what you expect at the beginning of the season, anyways. But it is fun to figure out who's going to be in the playoff. There's a lot of football left to be played next week, as they say.
Yes.
Vandy upsets Tennessee. Ugh, Vandy is going bowling.
So good.
I don't think the Music City Bowl would take Vandy at six wins. But they might be the Liberty Bowl pick, which would maybe move Kentucky up to a little bit better of a bowl.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If it's Music City, I just think people will go. There'll be just a ton of UK fans there for that. I would
try and go. I would.
Yeah. I don't think you would try and go.
I mean, I want to.
I know.
But
yeah,
I want to. But I mean.
Yeah, I want to go to the national championship game regardless of who plays in it.
No.
I just want to go, but I'm not going to be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So the only three teams not bowl eligible from the SEC are Missouri.
Aww.
But we did have a real big win over Arkansas this weekend.
Yeah.
We ended, you know, that was in effect Mizzou's bowl game, and they played with a lot of heart and showed some mettle, which I was really proud of. And then, the Egg Bowl yesterday couldn't have been more anticlimactic, more just meaningless, because Mississippi State and Ole Miss ain't going bowling neither.
Yeah,
neither one.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is, considering that last year they were, you know, 1-2 in the country or whatever it was for a while, back and forth, and Mississippi was like the epicenter of college football. All right, we're going to chat with Lafayette coach Eric Shaw coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound, but when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We're helping to stop food waste. Save the food. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
To a quarterback, go to somebody else? Absolutely, I would. So, Jabril Peppers, I'm rooting for you.
College football lives here.
Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
In Disney's Moana, saving the world.
Ever defeat a lava monster?
No, have you?
We'll take the heart of a hero.
The ocean sent me.
And the power of a legend.
So serious.
Entertainment Weekly calls Moana pitch perfect. It's thoroughly entertaining.
Of course, yes.
And USA Today declares Moana rules. Dwayne Johnson is Maui.
Muscle up, buttercup.
Ali'i Cravalho is Moana.
Let's save the world.
I got your back, chosen one.
Disney's Moana, now playing in 3D. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
The NFL on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Vikings reporter Ben Gessling. The way the Vikings defense played in the second half of Sunday's win over the Cardinals, when they sacked Carson Palmer four times, was reminiscent of what they did during their 5-0 start. And if the Vikings defense is capable of those kind of commanding performances the rest of the way, the Vikings could once again have reason to believe they can make a deep playoff push.
This NFL Nation Report is brought to you by Exxon. The NFL on ESPN Radio.
On the road to the college football playoff, there have been twists.
Spin in for another touchdown.
Turns.
Have you ever seen such a swing of emotions?
And unexpected detours.
Making a resounding statement to the nation.
And the epic journey has only just begun.
College football, give me more.
The road to the college football playoff continues.
It's going to be one big funnel to the four.
The college football playoff on ESPN returns December 31st. Who's in?
It's an NFL on ESPN Radio doubleheader. Coverage of the Saints and Rams begins at noon Eastern, followed by the Patriots and Jets. Today on ESPN Radio, presented by Mercedes-Benz Vans. It's a football Monday on Mike and Mike. Tom Waddle, Lewis Riddick, Donovan McNabb have you covered from rivalry weekend to week 12 in the NFL. It's Monday on Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports Patriots quarterback Tom Brady will start today despite swelling and soreness in his knee. Tight end Rob Gronkowski expected to be active against the Jets. Raiders receiver Mike Crabtree expected to play. Saints running back Mark Ingram will play. Bills receiver Sammy Watkins, out since week two with soreness in his surgically repaired foot, is expected to start. He'll be on a snap count. Team wants to be careful with Watkins as his conditioning and stamina aren't where they need to be. Running back LeSean McCoy expected to play. Receiver Percy Harvin not expected to play. Cardinals safety Tyrann Mathieu expected to play. Receiver Michael Floyd a game time decision. If the Redskins cannot reach a long-term deal with quarterback Kirk Cousins before free agency starts in March, they'll put the franchise tag on him. Cousins, being paid nearly $20 million guaranteed this season, has thrown for over 3,500 yards with 20 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He does have Washington in contention for a playoff spot. Yahoo Sports reporting Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly, through his representatives, is exploring options to possibly leave South Bend. Source told ESPN's Brett McMurphy Kelly's reps have had contact with other universities. However, Kelly issued a statement early this morning. He has not, and will not be interested in options outside of Notre Dame. He is fully committed to leading the program in the future. According to USA Today, Oregon is getting ready for a coaching search, but it hasn't yet fired coach Mark Helfrich. The Ducks are 4-8, their worst finish in a quarter of a century.
It's a Football Monday on Mike and Mike. Tom Waddle, Lewis Riddick, Donovan McNabb have you covered from Rivalry Weekend to Week 12 in the NFL. It's Monday on Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Still beaming after that 41-38 win over Louisville yesterday. I'm Mary Jo Perino in this morning flying solo because my co-host Dan Reefer is sick once again. He was ill yesterday, not feeling it again this morning. I'm guessing that's legit. I don't know, but I don't think that he would call up 2 days in a row if he wasn't really feeling bad. Someone not feeling bad this morning would be Coach Eric Shaw of the Lafayette Generals, whose team is returning to the state championship game next Saturday night against Trinity after just a crazy, wild semifinal game against Scott County where they won 48-47 Friday night. Good morning, Coach Shaw.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for being with us. Talk about this is a game of inches, right? And that's what it came down to Friday night.
Oh, it did come down to a game of inches. Both offenses were really clicking Friday, and that wing T is very hard to deal with when it's hitting on all cylinders. We made a stop right before half and ended the game with a defensive stop, so that's why we're here now.
I saw that you said you didn't think that Coach McKee from Scott County was going to play for overtimes. They're going for two to try to win the game instead of kicking an extra point to tie it and go into overtime. Why did you think that?
Well, just the way the game went, both defenses were struggling stopping each other's offense, and to go into overtime, you're really taking a chance of losing the game. So if the shoe was on the other foot, I would have went for two also.
So this is the first time that a Lexington school, public or private, has made a repeat bid for a state championship, gone back-to-back years. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's really cool. So you guys are going back. And it doesn't matter the level of football that we're talking about from Pee-wee to the NFL. If you don't have a quarterback, it's really tough to win. Can you just talk I know you've probably exhausted every adjective you can use about Walker Wood, but the dude only missed, had one incomplete pass Friday night. I mean that, and he runs like crazy. Just talk a little bit about what he's brought to this team.
Walker is an awesome young man, a great leader for this program. He plays the game with a level of passion that that I think it should be played. He plays fearless, and he plays hard. And he plays with a lot of emotion. And you can see this team this year is full of emotion. There's a lot of things that are used to describe us. Some of it is negative. But they play really, really hard, and they play with a lot of emotion. And that's what kind of has driven this team this season.
Is there a difference that you see? Is that the big difference from last year to this year, or is there a difference in what kind of team you all have?
Well, this is different from last year's team. Last year's team was, I mean, it had some emotion, but this team is really emotional when they play, and they play with so much passion. The job that I have is trying to control that, to make sure we minimize how our emotions can involve and dictate situations in the game. And that's, you know, that's what we've been trying to work on all year, and we continue to work on that. So I think that's the difference, is just that emotion. That team last year was a little more mature, compared to this one, when it comes to just being able to control their emotions. However, without that emotion, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
That's true. It's I think a guy that you can point to in the NFL is Odell Beckham Jr. And a lot of people get, you know, worked up about his emotion, but that's kind of how he tears it up.
That's how he plays.
Yeah,
that's how he plays, and that's why he's so good at what he does. And I think each player and each program, from year in year out, you know, there's things that happen, you know, early in the year or during camp that kind of identifies your team. And, you know, the emotion that was shown even in camp to where they wanted to make sure that we got back and have an opportunity to play in the state games. And the emotion that went behind that. And it started back in the summer. You know, not that they're out of control. They just play so hard and it means so much to them. So now getting ready to go against a great, great team, great program, great football history. You know, we're going to have to grow up a little bit and try to manage that and use it to our advantage and not be our disadvantage.
So now you played Trinity earlier this season. What do you take from that game?
I mean, it was an early game in the year to see where we were. We weren't quite where we needed to be. We took that and built off it for the rest of the season. And, you know, here we are now. You know, there are some good things that we did in that game. There wasn't enough in that game. However, we got a chance to, you know, really hone in and focus and get ready for Saturday.
You guys now coming back, is it a different feeling where maybe last year you come in and even if you guys were maybe a little bit more mature, it's still your first time playing in that game under those lights and in that situation? So now you guys are back, and that's, for a lot of your kids, that, you know, newness is not there anymore. You know, you can just kind of think of it as a game instead of the championship and, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're here and this is awesome. You know, do you think some of that is gone this year and maybe it's a little bit more focused, like now we know what we need to do?
The great thing about going back-to-back like this is just that you are more mature going into a high-profile game as such as the state finals. So we are a little more mature when it comes to that. That experience last year was great. We wanted to go in and win the game. However, we came up short. But the newness of it is going now. So now we can relax and kind of focus and hone in and try to win the game.
I'm going to have you step away from that game for just a minute and kind of comment for me if you could. It's really hard to go into the SEC as a true freshman and play offensive line. Can you talk about Landon and just, you know, his season this year?
I mean, expectations when he committed and, you know, how he has matured and grown as a football player, expectations were for him to go over there and play and start as a freshman. I'm not saying that because that's what happens, but that was the expectation. That's the skill set he has. the work ethic that he has, you know, was an indicator of that he had that opportunity to do that, and it worked out great for him. And he's doing a great job there. We're very, very proud of him here at Lafayette. I know this community is also because he is a community product. To be able to go in the SEC and play at that level and be successful as a freshman is a big-time deal. So we're very excited for him and his family and this community and this program here at Lafayette.
And I know a lot of people want to see Jed in that same position wearing blue. But how excited are you for him to kind of finally have all of that out of the way? And now he can focus on what he needs to focus on for this Saturday.
Very, very excited. We talked about it having it done a lot earlier, but it just didn't work out that way. He wanted to make sure he was making the right decision for him. And I'm happy for him and also his family and this program. You know, to have two caliber guys like Landon and Jay and Walker in this program has been awesome and unbelievable at the same time. So we're very excited. Jay is going to go and do well. Expectations for him to go do well, just like Landon.
So now, did you have any say in that video? Did you know they were making that?
I knew about it after it was done.
Because I thought that was like the coolest way to announce where you were going.
You know, I come out of an era where, you know, the media social outlets weren't as big as they are now. And, you know, I'm kind of old school guy, so that type of stuff I'm not too fond of. But after looking at the video, that was pretty cool.
It was pretty fun. It really was pretty fun. And, you know, got to be cool for guys like Walker to watch his future team beat Louisville yesterday, get to 7 wins on the season, and really starting to see things turn around. And Jed, looking at his future team, you know, rolling in the Iron Bowl and, you know, obviously going to be able to play, you know, they're going to be in that 14 playoff, you know, for a national championship again. It's got to be pretty cool for those two guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's cool for the whole program to have teammates that are going to programs as such that had a really big weekend. All that's good. It's just not cool for them. It's cool for everyone involved with Lafayette football.
So now talk to me about what happens next year when there's no Walker Wood, no Jed Wills, no Laney Young. You guys feel like the cupboard's pretty stacked?
Well, we're going to continue to try to develop as much talent as we possibly can. That's been the goal since I've been here, and this is going on, finishing up my 16th year. We're going to continue to develop, you know, before, you know, that wasn't a Walker before Walker. That wasn't a Jed before Jed. That wasn't a Jed Landon before Landon. So we're just going to continue to just work as a staff and continue to try to develop and get better, building talent, getting better as a staff, and just try to keep moving forward. We're just scratching the surface here at Lafayette, in my opinion. So there's a lot of growth that we have to go through. You know, trying to play at a high level and be at a level like a Trinity and, you know, the success Mayo has had, you know, these Louisville schools, and even, you know, East Kentucky, the Belfries and all those places. You know, that's a process. And the more you win, the more successful you become, the harder it becomes to stay there. So just learning how to manage that piece of it. And we're just going to continue to work at it. And, you know, people say what they say, and, you know, everybody's, you know, valued to their own opinion. But this is a great place for me, and I'm going to continue to try to work and continue to grow as a coach and as a program.
Well, Coach Shaw, you know we will all be rooting for you next Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Bowling Green when you take on Trinity. Go out and win a title, and then we'll call you the next day. And we'll call you the next day regardless, but we're so excited, and we wish you guys the best of luck. We'll be rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, go get them. Thanks, Coach Eric Shaw of the Lafayette Generals. They are headed back to the state championship game. They take on Trinity Saturday night. By the way, I don't know if you all talked about the high school yesterday, of who made the state championship game. So I'll just run through those real quick, but it'll be Beachwood versus Hazard in the Class A championship game, and that'll be Friday night. And then on Saturday, it is Central versus Belfry, and that's at 5 o'clock in the 3A championship. And so it's 3A and 6A on Saturday. And then Sunday, there are three games, Christian Academy of Louisville and Danville. The Ads going for another state title there in Titletown. That's Class 2A. Then it'll be Franklin Simpson and Johnson Central in the Class 4A championship game. And wrapping things up Sunday night, Bowling Green versus Pulaski County in the 5A state championship. So that's good luck to all those teams. And we'll especially be rooting for Lafayette. So good luck to the Generals. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk a little hoops here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Tom Waddle, do you think the league will change the rule on field goals and extra points about jumping the center? With what happened with Denver, we've seen it a couple times now with Justin Simmons, who I believe had a 40-inch vert. Do you think they outlaw that?
I think they do because it's a reactionary league. I would not change the rule, but something tells me they will.
I think it's going to become more of a topic.
Yeah. The NFL starts every morning with Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When someone smiles at you, sometimes you can't help but smile back. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? How about when a baby smiles? Even better, right? A baby smiling at a porpoise? Who's smiling at a baby? That's a tough one to top. In a nutshell, that's what's going on with your community bank becoming WesBanco. We're keeping all the things that make customers happy, and one-upping that happiness with even more products and services. Everything you love about your local hometown bank stays the same. Same friendly approach, same dedication and involvement in the community. Now, with more products and services than ever before. Come on by and say hello. We think you're going to find a lot to smile about. WesBanco. By all accounts, better. WesBanco Bank, Inc. is a member FDIC.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Republic Bank is all about easy. That's why you can pay your Fayette County property tax bill at any of our four convenient Lexington Republic banking centers. So say goodbye to parking downtown and say hello to Republic Bank's friendly staff and our easy and convenient parking. Or make things even easier and use one of our drive-thrus. Paying your property tax bill can be easy. Visit a Republic banking center before December 31st. Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Member FDIC.
Open soon on Vine Street downtown.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, welcome back to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, 381-1313. If you want to jump in and talk about whatever, it's a pretty good day to be a Kentucky Wildcat after them Cats beat up Louisville yesterday, 41-38, to finish the season at 7-5. Just a remarkable turnaround from the beginning of the year. And, of course, we've got the Kentucky basketball team, which is pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Okay.
And things start getting a little bit tougher schedule-wise for Kentucky. They are in the Bahamas right now, which is not tough. But they will play Arizona State tomorrow. And then up next after that is UCLA. And then they play Valpo, Hofstra, but then it's North Carolina at Louisville. And then SEC play begins. So we are not that far away from the real thick of things. Projected starters for that Arizona State game still has Dominique Hawkins in the lineup. So I'm not sure Isaiah Briscoe is day-to-day. He did travel with the team to the Bahamas, but he did have an MRI, missed practice a couple times last week with a deep muscle contusion in his lower back. He is day-to-day. Derek Willis hurt his thumb during Friday's game. He is also day-to-day. But, man, the way this team has been playing and Malik Monk, and De'Aaron Fox, even Dominique. I mean, he had a great game against UT Martin. He had 9 assists. That was a beautiful thing. Listen, if De'Aaron Fox ever starts hitting that outside shot,
ooh.
I mean, I don't think this team needs him to do what it wants to do, but sure would be nice. Liz, what Malik Monk has done. Dunking the ball.
Oh, yes. The windmill.
I mean,
so good.
So good. It's just like he is a human highlight reel.
It's crazy. He's just 18.
I know. I know. And he's 6 games in to his college career. And Bam is starting to put things together, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Wenyen Gabriel has been better than I expected at this point.
Isaac Humphreys.
I love Isaac Humphreys.
He's so cool. I mean, and he's draining it.
I love Isaac Humphreys. I mean, I love this team.
Yes.
Where have you heard that before? Cal loves this team.
Yeah.
But they are doing things,
they're doing things that Kentucky normally does.
Well, yeah, but better than Kentucky does sometimes, right? So they're back to being the number one team in the country. I hate that. I don't want to be number one right now. I really don't. But it's hard to argue with them being the best team right now until Duke gets its full roster healthy. And then I just really think it's Kentucky and Duke and everybody else.
There's a big, like, leaps and bounds from the top 5 teams to the bottom 6.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, at least it is for today.
Yes.
You can definitely see that. But this Monk is a special talent, and so is Fox. I mean, those two guys, you talk about Wall and Bledsoe, and you can easily see the comparisons from De'Aaron Fox to John Wall. But Malik Monk is better than where Eric Bledsoe was at this point.
Yes.
I mean, he's just an offensive threat from wherever he is on the court. And if you're okay with Malik Monk coming to Kentucky, then you got to be okay with Jed Wills going to Alabama. That's kind of how I feel. But he has just been spectacular. And there's sometimes, in these early season games when you know it's going to be a blowout, where maybe I don't stay tuned all 40 minutes,
Yeah.
But they almost make it appointment television because of how fun they are to watch.
A show.
It is a show.
Yes.
And they're fantastic. Now, the SEC does need some help in basketball. South Carolina beat Syracuse. They beat someone else, too. So maybe they won't be as bad as they might be an okay team. Texas A&M's already had some ups and downs this year.
Yeah.
So is Florida. So, this SEC schedule or SEC conference in basketball, not looking too great at the start of the season. But, man, Kentucky is I don't know. Michael Mulder may have earned himself some more minutes, too. Yeah. I mean, he's... They have enough guys to platoon. I know they're not going to platoon. They're not going to do it, and they shouldn't do it, but they have enough guys to do it.
It'd be cool, though, if they did.
I'd love it. I don't know. I'm really looking forward. You know, they're going to beat Arizona State. I don't really have...
Oh, by 30.
Any doubt about that. And it's always fun to beat Bobby Hurley. But... gosh, I'd love to be in the Bahamas for the game.
I know. I thought about going.
They don't even send us over to Rupp for games. Like I can't imagine them sending us to the Bahamas, but regardless. So that game is, what time is that game tomorrow?
It is at
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
All right, 7 o'clock on ESPN2.
Prime.
And then they return home
at 12:30, tip off against UCLA.
Yes, that'll be good. UCLA's scores in bunches too.
Yeah,
and they've got a really good freshman point guard. And
until they come to Rupp, boom.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. I feel like this team could be one of those teams. You know,
crazy good.
Crazy good.
Crazy.
All right, 381-1313, if you want to jump in here, we can talk about that football game. We can talk about the basketball team or anything from college football yesterday. I know we kind of discussed the playoffs, you know, a little bit. That Michigan-Ohio State game was pretty crazy.
Oh, it was. I don't think he got the first down. I don't think so.
I mean, I can see it either way.
Yeah. I mean, it was just,
And there was a couple calls during the game that, you know, Jim Harbaugh was furious over before that even happened. So I get why he was so upset with the officials, but at the same time, you had to kick a field goal in the second overtime. You didn't score a touchdown. That would have, you know, I don't know. There's things in a game that you can do as a team to make sure that it's not left up into the hands of the officials.
Like score more points.
Score more points. Blow him back 3 yards on that fourth down try instead of having it right there on the line. I mean, either way, we're talking about...
Practice.
Fractions of a yard. I mean, it's just inches, right? It wasn't clear one way or the other. It really wasn't. And we also always have to remember that yellow line is not exact. We watch, you know, that we see the yellow line on TV. It's not totally exact.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I
thought it was exact this my whole life.
That could have gone either way. Either way. All right, we got a half hour left to go on the show. I am flying solo, so give us a phone call, 381-1313. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Streets not safe,
but I never run away. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
It's a day unlike any other. The little hairs on the back of your neck stand straight. Your breathing, your heart rate are elevated. It is game day. Bengals football.
Manning looking to
throw.
Yeah. Sacked Geno Atkins. Woo. Back at the 48-yard line.
This afternoon, it's Bengals at Baltimore. Broadcast time on Classic Rock 92.1, 11:30.
Bengals football. Presented by Paul Miller Ford. And also brought to you by MLS Power Sports, The Magic Vapor Shop, The Boot Store, Truck and Auto Extras, Banks Floor Covering, Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating and Air, Danville Foreign Cars and Recreation, and Linex of Kentucky. Bengals football on Classic Rock 92.1.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment, the premium brand that's affordably priced. Plus, for a limited time, save $60 on the popular MS-250 chainsaw. Now just $299.95. Plus, get a free Woodsman carrying case with the purchase of select steel chainsaws. Stop by Moses's in Georgetown for more details. Find Moses's at steeldealers.com. Start easier, work smarter, and finish faster with steel. Offer valid through December 31st at Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown while supplies last. All prices BES SRP. Suggins Bar and Grill opened its doors 30 years ago and has become a Chevy Chase tradition. It's the best in family casual dining, offering Southern comfort favorites such as fried banana peppers, award-winning homemade chili, fried catfish, and of course their big, juicy half-pound hamburgers with toppings you choose, all at prices that will make you glad you brought the whole family. Stop by and check out their daily lunch and dinner specials made fresh daily. Suggins Bar and Grill on Romney Road, open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio
1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Johnson wants it all. Touchdown! Dorian Baker. Of all the easy balls that he has dropped, then he makes this catch.
That was the only thing Mike Patrick said yesterday that made any sense. Because he had dropped some pretty easy balls and then makes that catch. But wonderful catch it was.
So how many points was Louisville favored by?
I think right around 26, 27.
Oh man.
Whew. Hey, so much for that underdog stuff.
How about this?
Vince Morrow right in front of someone's cell phone.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. By the way, I do want to mention that Patrick Toles,
Colin Baldwin,
led Boston College to a 6-win season. They were 3-9 last year. And when I saw that, I was like, geez, I can't believe that. I thought every game I ever paid attention to that Boston College played in, they lost. But 6 wins, Patrick Toles, good for him. Did just see a stat from Eric Crawford from WDRB in Louisville, something to look at when you're talking about Louisville football. Their record this year is 8-0 against non-winning teams.
Who?
Louisville's
going.
And 1-3 against winning teams.
Ooh.
Winning BCS teams.
They only beat Florida State, right?
Uh-huh.
Man, gotta love it.
So when they talk about schedule being a thing, it's a thing. All right, a tweet from Howard Hamilton. Who was that team playing for UK yesterday? End of the year, they finally put it all together. Hashtag BBN, hashtag True Blue Fan. I know, right?
Awesome.
Finishing. So the last 2 years, like this game has been, this Louisville game has been certainly within reach for Kentucky to win it. And last year, of course, blew the big halftime lead. The year before that, dropped just an interception thrown right to you, which would have sealed the win.
Mm-hmm.
So this game has been tight the last 2 years, and Kentucky has not been able to finish. They finished yesterday, which was just so huge. Teddy Bridgewater, my quarterback for the Vikings.
Your boy.
Tweeted, wait, Kentucky? Question mark. Yes, Teddy. Kentucky. Yes. But also come back as fast as you possibly can, because I'm going to wrap my tiny little hands around Sam Bradford's tiny little neck and squeeze it.
Does he have a tiny neck, though?
I don't know.
I never.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry about your boy.
Who throws that interception right there? Oh, never mind. Way to ruin Thanksgiving for me, Vikings. Way to ruin it. That was just the worst.
At least you're not a Browns fan.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But do they have hope from week to week? No. Did they start out the season 5-0 and then you think they're really going to do something this year? Mm-mm, no. I would rather not have that hope snatched away.
Like we have the past 2 years for football season?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. But this, I mean, this seven, to get 7 wins this year, that was impossible.
Especially how last year ended and how this year started.
An impossibility.
Yes.
And then we get 3 weeks in and there's, stories and innuendo and get rid of him and this and that. And you just couldn't, I couldn't be happier for Mark Stoops.
Oh, I know. All of his hard work, all the players' hard work. I mean.
Now, can we hear what the locker room sounded like?
Yes.
After the game?
Yes, 1 second.
You know where I was on the ball.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah. I sprung that on you. Okay. I shouldn't have.
Here we go. All those videos from the
Jacked
locker room.
Up.
It was so awesome.
Yeah.
Did you see the video where they played It's a Party in the locker room?
Yes.
Oh, that party was so cool.
I wanted to be at that party.
I know.
So it sounds like, I'm looking at things here on Twitter, and there is some significant amount of rumblings about the Music City Bowl. Which every time Kentucky has been there, they spend a ton of money. They bring a ton of fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I like Nashville.
Nashville's a good spot. And I know that I think John Hale from the Courier-Journal had talked to some Music City Bowl representatives for a story he did last week. You know, and that was when we were all thinking it's just going to be the 6 wins. And Music City Bowl officials said, Kentucky's one of our favorite teams to have here, but probably going to be taking a team with more than 6 wins. Now, you have to look at it and you have to think, Tennessee's right there at 8-4, but they're ending their season on a complete thud.
It's Butch Jones losing done. Charlie Strong going to Tennessee. Ooh.
Look at you. I don't know that Butch Jones is done.
I don't think so either.
But there is something amiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think next year his seat should be pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
I hope Charlie ends up with another head coaching job, which I'm sure that he will.
Yeah.
But you can't lose. You can't lose to Kansas, man.
Ugh.
And I know I know that wasn't the only option. You just can't lose to Kansas. And then you get absolutely worked by TCU. I don't think they had a choice. You can't have 3 straight losing seasons.
Yeah.
At Texas.
I don't remember Texas ever not being in a bowl. That's the part that astounds me. I'm just like, oh. They're not in a bowl this year.
They weren't last year or the year before either.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 straight losing seasons.
Well.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yeah, you'd have to think long and hard back to last year.
Yeah. Well, I got the memory of a goldfish.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's true. You think of Texas in a completely different way than you do most football programs and 3 straight losing years. Now, I mean, it's been a coaching carousel weekend too. So Ed Orgeron is going to stay at LSU.
I'm happy about that.
I am too. The players seem thrilled about it. The players all wanted him to stay. So that's great. Although I feel like a lot of times when you get to keep the coach the players want, it doesn't always work out. But I hope it does for him, and I hope it does for them, because he seems like a really good dude. Tom Herman, of course, goes to Texas. Charlie Strong is out. Now there are rumblings that Brian Kelly at Notre Dame has said that, yes, he's, you know, committed to leading Notre Dame, but his agents or other people are saying they're looking for other offers, which in my mind is got to be because they're looking to get rid of him. Look, they have this academic scandal. They're vacating wins from two full seasons, which, again, we're talking about a tutor and just a couple of players, right? They have to do something to North Carolina and Louisville. The NCAA just can't punish people, punish schools so badly for some things and then not at all for others. But yeah, so the academic scandal, they have been just abysmal on the field this year. Just out of sorts. They don't look like they know what's going on. That's just been brutal. Now we know how, like, meaningless that Texas-Notre Dame game was from the beginning of the season. But, so Notre Dame might be in the hunt for a new coach, as might Oregon. I heard on the radio this morning, their worst season since 1991.
Yeah.
Probably going to try to bring Rich Brooks back, would be my guess. I think this will be... Mark Helfrich's last hoorah.
Although at Oregon. The quarterback's going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a freshman. Did pretty good this year.
Well, did he?
I mean, well, I guess for a freshman.
Yeah. You're going to lose their the coach is going to get fired over how well he did. So.
Yeah, true.
So that's more big-time jobs in the offseason than I can remember. Texas, LSU, Oregon, Notre Dame, you know, if all of those jobs end up being open, that's a lot of big-time jobs being open in one offseason. So, all right, we're going to take our final break, have our final segment when we come back, so you still have time to get in here, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that helped people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters, carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Body Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
Fleet Doc's got the cure to your car needs. Fleet Doc Drive!
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Josh was so proud of his musical selections today. I think they all worked out very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It never worked out.
I know. Man Bun is undefeated in...
DJ Top Knot.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Joe, good morning to you. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning. Thank you. I was just wondering if you guys had any guesses or rumors or heard anything about which bowl Kentucky will be going to this year.
If I had to make a guess, it would probably be Music City. That would be my guess right now, but I don't know how it's all going to shake out because... Alabama is going to be the only team out of the SEC that's going to go to one of the playoff spot bowls.
Right.
Yeah. So then you've got Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, LSU, and Texas A&M. With all have, you know, they all could be selected above UK.
Right.
And then with Vandy and South Carolina both being bowl eligible, Arkansas is bowl eligible. There's just so many teams. There aren't enough SEC bowl game tie-ins, so I don't know. But but beating Louisville yesterday had to bump them up from like Liberty Bowl status to Music City Bowl status. My guess would be they'll go to Nashville.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. I mean, I know we got tired. Everybody around here got tired of going. Oh, we're going back to the Music City Bowl. Oh, boy. And it went from that to went to some other bowls. And I'll be glad to go back to Music City Bowl.
You know, I think it's been 5 years since we've been in a bowl game. We should be happy with Music City. And honestly, it's a good bowl. It's an easy drive. You know, UK fans know Nashville. You know there'll be, you know, a good crowd there. I would be very pleased with Music City. That's where I would like to go.
Except we need to rename the city, don't you think? Instead of Nashville, call it Catsville.
Yeah, I think so. We
got Catlanta. I mean, you might as well have Catsville.
I like that. We tend to take over Nashville pretty well.
Yeah, and Nashville doesn't care. You know, I mean, they're very laid back and. They know Kentucky from playing Vanderbilt and everything. So, you know, there's not really hostility like there is between Vanderbilt and Tennessee or Kentucky and Louisville. So it's not a rivalry thing. So, yeah, well, they seem to like us down there, and we seem to like them.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I think they don't take Tennessee or Vandy, because they don't really get all that out-of-town money flowing
right.
in.
Right.
Which is, you know, why you host a bowl game. But
exactly.
So I do think that would be the logical choice right now. But there could be three or four different bowl games in play. I don't know how it all shakes out. And I don't really know the pecking order of who gets to decide first.
I think some of the other SEC teams, and maybe Kentucky will be one, will go to a at-large bid bowl. You know, where they don't have any SEC
ties. Yeah. You know? Well, there's going to have to be a couple that do because there just aren't enough bulls to go around with SEC tie-ins.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a couple teams that do. And Kentucky, because they haven't been in a bowl for 5 years, and because I do think they travel well.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be a more of an at-large bowl bid, you know, that someone will be, you know, some of these bowls would be competing for Kentucky to come. Yeah, I just don't want it to be like the day after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
But I think yesterday locked up a much better date and place for us.
That I totally agree with you. So. Well, I'll let you go and let y'all have a great, hope y'all have a great day. And at least the cats are going bowling. That's a great thing.
That's a great thing. Thank you so much, Joe. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but like I said earlier, this yesterday was it for me. I'm so glad they're going to a bowl and it'll be so much fun and all of that. But win or lose the bowl game, we still beat Louisville.
Yes.
And
we can say that.
With the Heisman Trophy winner, likely Heisman Trophy winner on the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were thought of as a playoff type team two mm-hmm. weeks ago, and Kentucky went in there and beat them. So this to me is the win of the season. And it's not even close. Regardless of what happens in the bowl game. It was all about yesterday. Just so much fun. The way they did it in the air with Steven Johnson playing his tail off, you know, rushing for 230 yards. That a beautiful thing. Let's talk to our favorite Joe now. Joe from Paris. Good morning, sweetheart. How was your Thanksgiving?
I tell you what, it was great, you know, but I was glad when everybody went home.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got 5 grown kids and 5 grandkids, and you take spouses on top of that, and it was like, and 3 dogs running around the park, and it was crazy. So
now, Joe, you know my Thanksgiving wasn't that great because of the Lions.
Oh, I know. I can't stand the Lions. I mean, I'll be honest. I can tolerate Chicago and Minnesota, but the Lions just hurt me. But that's because 1 year I had to spend a Christmas with my first wife in Detroit, and Green Bay played Detroit. And Green Bay wins, and I'm the only Green Bay fan there, so everybody looks at me like I'm an idiot the whole time I'm there, you know. So that's the reason I hate them so bad. But, you know, being a UK grad, and I was lucky. I went to UK during Frank Kirk's era, you know, saw some kick-butt football. But I am so proud of these guys.
Oh, Duke, I know.
Eddie Grant, all of them. They have really worked. They've changed so many things up to make things work. And, you know, I just want to get out there. You know, I'm proud of them. And before I go, I'm going to say, go, Pack, go. We're going to win the rest of our games.
Well, I guess you probably need to.
Yeah, really?
I mean, I guess.
I just don't think they're going to do much this year. The defense is so young. 8 starters that are rookies or second-year guys. You know,
yeah.
And they're missing a lot of stuff. But, hey, I'll be talking to y'all for Christmas, and I really enjoy listening to y'all every Sunday. And I've done got my cooking done. I made some good old turkey hash. Boy, you talk about good. Stick to the rib stuff.
So. That sounds amazing. That's the best part of Thanksgiving for me is the stuff you make with it after.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, have a great day, you all, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, we always appreciate it, Joe. You too. You have a great one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, they've done what they have done at UK this year. From where they started, it's hard to not be just so proud of these guys. So yeah. Proud. And we will find out where they're going, but there'll be a lot of rumors and innuendos and all that going on this whole week of, you know, where they're going to go bowling. But we should know fairly soon, then they'll officially get their bowl bid on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually kind of happy for Vandy.
Oh, I'm extremely happy for Vandy.
You know.
Like, they beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I hate, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy they're going bowling, but yeah, for them to, I mean, they've got to feel, you know, their fans have to feel the same way UK fans kind of feel today. Although Kentucky had a much better win over a better team. But yeah, just a lot of good vibes going on. Of course, the basketball team plays tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, ESPN2, Arizona State in the Bahamas.
The Monkster's going to go off.
The Malik Monk Show, Darren Fox Show continues. And then UCLA is up next for them. So lots of stuff coming up in the next couple weeks. Thanks for sticking with me today while Dan was sick. Appreciate all the calls, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Priscilla and Canel.
You know I'm the worst at impressions, right?
No, you're not that bad.
So do you want to hear my Van Pelt?
Yeah, more than anything in the world.
Hey, what are you going